Well, as we have learned over the course of several weeks now, the January 6th investigation is not just about January 6th. Today, the House Committee will take a look at how, in the days leading up to the attack on the Capitol, former President Trump and his allies tried to pressure the Department of Justice to help him overturn the results of the 2020 election. NPR's Ron Elving is here with us now. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Peter.
So one of the moments we expect to hear more about today is an Oval Office meeting 3 days before January 6th requested by then-acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, who had just learned that Trump planned to fire him. What do we know about that meeting?
We know that several people, including Jeffrey Rosen, were present at this meeting to hear the president's objections to Rosen's refusal to play ball with this larger scheme, conspiracy, whatever. I think conspiracy is a legal term we need to deal with carefully. But there was a plan, and the plan was that Republican congressmen, in league with the president and with the support of a new Justice Department that was more pliant, more pliable, more willing to say that there had been fraud in the election, would be able to create enough doubt and enough chaos on January 6th that Congress would be unable to certify the results of the election, and we would be in a constitutional crisis. That was the plan.
Yeah, and I just want to make this clear because there's a lot of players here. That meeting happened after Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr had already quit. And we had heard his testimony in these hearings saying that in no uncertain terms, he thought that plan that you just referenced was nonsense.
That's right. And so did Jeffrey Rosen, who was his step up into the shoes of the boss replacement automatically, not appointed necessarily by Trump, but there in position. And he was repeating what Barr had been telling the president. So the president was entertaining the idea of firing Rosen outright and replacing him with another attorney from within the Department of Justice who seemed to be more susceptible, more willing to listen to Trump's claims about the election having been stolen, even again without any evidence because no one had any. But he seemed to be willing to listen to that, and the president was speculating about replacing Rosen with this person. So he brought in Rosen, Richard Donahue, who was the next person in line, and Stephen Engel from the Office of Legal Counsel, who these are the experts who are supposed to counsel even the people at the top of the department as to what is constitutional. And all of these people sat down with the president and told him, if you fire Jeffrey Rosen, we're all going to resign.
You've laid that out very well. We expect to hear more today. And the person leading this hearing will be Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Yesterday, he told CNN that he's been getting death threats for his work on this committee.
They're all getting these threats. I mean, particularly Liz and I, because we, you know, are considered rhinos in the GOP because we want the truth. But what that shows is when you stir up evil, when you bring in light to a dark place, you see cockroaches get angry and scatter. And we're bringing light, we're bringing truth to the lies that have permeated many people's minds. And that doesn't, it's not going to make them happy.
Kinzinger referring there at the beginning to Representative Liz Cheney, the only other Republican on the committee. They're both outliers in their party. How have the first several hearings gone over with other members of the Republican Party, Ron?
The Republican Party is roiled by these hearings. There is a great deal of self-examination as to whether or not they had the right strategy in essentially boycotting the idea. Now, originally, what was proposed was an independent commission, much like we had after the 9/11 attacks 20 years ago. That was an independent commission that was not politicized. There were Republicans, Democrats, lots of experts, and it was very well received by the public and had a powerful effect on how people understood the 9/11 attacks. That was the idea, but it was shot down in the Senate. It was passed in the House. It was shot down in the Senate when Republican leader Mitch McConnell decided that he didn't want to have such a commission dragging out January 6th forever. And so in place of that, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, on her own authority, created this committee and asked the Republicans to nominate some nominees. And two of the people that they nominated were two of the people who are likely to be in the dock, as it were, investigated by all this. So she rejected those two, accepted the other three, and then Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, simply withdrew all five and said, well, we're not going to play. We're not going to be part of it.
Well, and it sounds like there may be some question about whether that was bad strategy. He made that many, many months ago, that decision.
Yes, apparently President Trump, according to some reporting, is unhappy now with the way that these hearings are getting a lot of attention. Not everyone in the country is watching them, of course, but everybody seems to be talking about it. And to some degree, there's very high awareness of the facts that are being brought out here, especially Bill Barr rejecting all suggestions of there being any kind of fraud in this election. That's been powerful. So the former president's unhappy, and he's blaming Kevin McCarthy in large part for these things going the way they have.
Less than a minute now, but the Justice Department has issued more subpoenas for pro-Trump political activists, including a Trump campaign official who worked in Arizona and New Mexico during the election. How do you read in to this new round of subpoenas?
The Department of Justice has been following its own timetable with all of this. Attorney General Merrick Garland is well known for his desire to depoliticize, that is, make the department less political than it was in the Trump presidency. And yet here he is confronted with all this evidence of what appears to be criminality to a great number of people, including constitutional scholars and lawyers. So he is ramping it up, and apparently the Department of Justice is going to be a player.
NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.